How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about beef exports for the balance of the year, right after this.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is looking for a few fans to enjoy the Bedlam football experience December 3rd in Stillwater. Stop by your county Farm Bureau office and learn about Oklahoma Farm Bureau's membership benefits. And while you're there, enter to win tickets and hospitality to this year's Bedlam football matchup. You could also have a shot at cash and other Bedlam prizes. The giveaway ends October 31st, so get to your local county Farm Bureau office today. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the proud sponsor of the Bedlam Series.
If you are a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings in Woodward, Oklahoma at the First Christian Church on October 25th and the Pioneer Room of the Community Hall on October 26th and 27th. Also at Concho, Oklahoma at the Cheyenne Arapaho Tribe's Concho Community Building on October 25th through the 27th, where you can get free help filing the claim. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details.
The relatively weak Yankee dollar has been a big key in selling a lot of U.S. meat, beef, and pork overseas over the last couple of years. But in recent days, the U.S. dollar has strengthened against most foreign currencies. According to U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Daly-Bohr, this is going to make it a tougher business climate for U.S. beef and pork exports in the final quarter of 2011.
We've obviously had a very nice weak dollar advantage for all of 2011 until the big correction starting in September. Today, if we compare currencies back to 1 year ago, we've seen an actual appreciation in the Japanese yen and the Chinese renminbi, but recent devaluation in most other import markets, so especially Mexico, Korea, and Russia, with purchasing power dropping as much as 10% for Mexico and smaller devaluations in the other countries. And the swing is even more dramatic comparing values for this July when the U.S. dollar reached its most recent low point. So that's when we were at our peak of weak dollar advantage. So if we compare those July values to current rates, the Mexican peso is actually off about 15%. The Russian ruble off 11% and the Canadian dollar off 6%. But those foreign market currencies have actually strengthened back a little bit from where they were at their recent lows, which would have been in the first week of October. So we've seen a little stabilization.
Ann Bohr says that while we may have a little bit of slowdown for the balance of the year, she thinks we'll still be setting records value-wise for all of 2011. And she believes that fourth quarter will look pretty decent.
On the competitor side, the Brazilian real has had the most significant drop, trading off about 13% from its July values. The Australian and Canadian dollars are also weaker than they were during much of this year, but they're basically steady to higher than they were exactly 1 year ago. So in other words, U.S. beef and pork have relatively close to the same competitive position as we had about this time last year when our exports had a very strong fourth quarter.
Economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Aaron Daly-Bohr, says that overall, though, we're still going to have an excellent 2011 and a pretty good fourth quarter. So he thinks that we might slow down just a little bit, but not all that much with this stronger Yankee dollar. And in the case of both beef and pork exports, we're projected to set new value records this year, hitting the $5 billion mark for the first time ever for both beef and for pork. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, let me tell you about Chris Black's 7th Annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale coming this Saturday, October 29th at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 100 bulls from this reputable outfit. Sale time 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. Visit the website at www.blackherfordranch.com for more information or call them 580-983-2363. 580-983-2363. Chris Black's 7th Annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale this Saturday, October 29th. Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Go and check them out. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.